Welcome to Friday. This is The Upside with Callie and Jeff.
Hello.
Hello. Happy Friday.
We haven't really talked through this episode, so I'm not sure.
It's a Friday episode. We do 1 to 10 check-in. We do wins for the week, and then we're out of here.
Okay.
Everybody's out of here. On to their weekend. Maybe some people have already started, because I think some people, at least in the South, have spring break starting this weekend.
A few schools, including Ellie's, had spring break last week.
Yeah.
Starting last weekend.
Yeah.
And then we have some other friends who are in private schools, and they have spring break next week. And then the week after that, I think it's most public school spring break.
So it's public school spring break tied in with Easter? Easter's really early this year, by the way.
Is Olivia just going to be a part of the show today?
I guess. She's been silent. And then as soon as we turn the mics on, she's like, hey, everybody.
Hey. On a scale of 1 to 10, how are you?
I'm a 10.
You are?
I'm a 10.
Okay.
I'm a 10. I had a great day with Ellie yesterday. We broke out some of the art projects that we had kind of had in a closet. And it was so fun. And I wound up spending the entire day painting yesterday just for fun, like a kid's art project. And so Ellie and I just had like a really chill day of like doing arts and crafts, and it was so fun. And then we got some good personal news this week, which just put me on cloud nine. And yeah.
And we had some good business meetings.
How about you?
8.5. It was a great week with Ellie. Like she was home. So it was a great week with Ellie. I just was really frustrated at not being able to focus real well at work.
Mm-hmm.
But I still got, we still had a productive week and got work done. But it was just one of those things where I went in, like Thursday, for example, my goal was to go in early and work for 6 hours straight, you know, and have a full day of work and be super focused. And I just couldn't focus.
Yeah.
And then you get mad at yourself. You're like, oh, why can't I focus? So I came home and took Ellie to a new playground, and it was fine.
The weather was gorgeous yesterday. So yeah. It was awesome. It was like 70 degrees. I had like, Ellie refused to wear a short sleeve shirt, but I had Little Miss Olivia in a tank top. I was wearing a t-shirt. It was good.
Yeah.
It was good. And this is like the pre-allergy time. So when it's nice outside, you can actually be outside because there's not like, we're not covered with pollen down here yet. So it's just beautiful. And I do feel like now would be the time for me to start taking Claritin.
Yeah.
Because I never do. And I always say I'm going to do it. And I never do.
Why would you say that in the, like, you're not going to do it tense as opposed to?
Well, I never do it. I'm always well-intentioned. And then the pollen beats me to it. And according to my allergy doctor, you're supposed to start taking it before pollen season.
So what, we need to do a target pickup. We need dog food.
Well, we do.
So why don't you put Claritin in that order? I'll go pick it up tomorrow morning. You start tomorrow.
I would like to. Here's my other issue with it, and my should I just power through issue, is that I went to Target and I looked at Claritin and it was either like $17.99 or like $21. Like it was extraordinarily expensive.
But that's for a month's supply.
Yeah.
You're going to spend that much in Kleenex.
Okay. Well, no, Kleenex are cheaper, but. Well,
you know what I'm saying.
Okay. So put it on the Target pickup and I'm going to take it before and see if that actually helps me.
Yes. That's what I would do.
You can't.
What?
You can't.
Well, I don't. Allergy medicines with my SVT are a gray area, and I've never really looked into it because I never get allergies that bad. I think it was either last year or the year before that I felt run down for a couple of weeks, and I attributed that to allergies. But I don't get them. I mean, knock on wood, I've gotten so lucky with allergies. Yeah. I know they knock some people right on their butts.
Yeah, they knock me out. Well, for me, it's like the red, itchy eyes.
Yeah.
And like putting my contacts in my eyes feels like sandpaper, you know, like rubbing my eyes with sandpaper. That's how I feel. So, okay, I'll start taking Claritin. I'll see if it helps this allergy season. We'll see. Wins for the week. Do you have some or do you want me to go first?
We had a really good meeting on Monday with a new client who just wants to start a podcast. And it is a blank canvas. She has a few starting points. She has a few ideas, but we were really able to start at zero to begin putting the pieces together of that puzzle. And that's really fun.
In some ways, it was harder because the brainstorming took longer because the world was our oyster. So we sat at the table for probably the first 2 hours and brainstormed just ideas, which is really long. Usually someone comes in with a nugget of idea of an idea, and like in 15 minutes, we kind of know. This was like a 2 hour of sky's the limit. What do we want to do here? And that was really cool. And I just think that it's a woman, and she is just fantastic. She's so entertaining, and I think she's going to have a great show no matter what she decides to do it about. And even in our meeting, I was like hanging on to every word she said. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Usually, I think if you were to draw parallels from developing a podcast, normally people come to us and they have, think of it as a painting, they have some crucial piece of information. Like
they're doing it for their business that's already been started.
Well, if it's a painting, they're saying, I would like to paint flowers.
Right.
Or they say, I don't know what I want to paint, but I know that I want it to be cool colors. Mm-hmm. I like blues and greens and the colors of the sea. Or they say, I don't know what I want to paint, but I just know I want it to be a watercolor.
Yeah.
In this case, she came in and said,
let's make art.
Let's make something. I have no idea what I wanted, how I want to make it, whatever. And so that was really fun. So I think that was a productive meeting. So that was a good win. We had the studio in use a couple of times this week to just to record some content for people who are guests on other podcasts. Mm-hmm. And I just think that's really, I think it's really cool when that happens, that mm-hmm. that's a service that we provide, you know, it's mm-hmm. That's ours.
Yeah.
And people rent it from us for that purpose. And I just think that's really neat. And, I slept really well this week.
Nice.
Those are my three wins for the week.
Mine is Olivia slept the longest stretch she's ever slept, which was awesome. She slept like 7 hours in a row for the first time, which was just blissful.
Now she did that in full disclosure. She did that Monday going into Tuesday, mm-hmm. and then Tuesday going into Wednesday at 2:30, she said, "Let's a party."
But then she did it again,
and she was up
Wednesday night. She did it again,
and then Wednesday to Thursday, she did another like 6 hour stretch. So that was good. But averages.
And it's more sleep than I've gotten since she was born. So that's great because I've been in the middle of the night shift this whole time. So my longest stretch of sleep during the night has been like 4 hours. So
one thing that's really cute is Olivia is still in a bassinet in our room. And we've said to Ellie, because her crib, her and Ellie will share a room. Mm-hmm. And we said to Ellie, once Olivia sleeps through the night, or at least for a big chunk of time, for, you know, 5 nights in a row or something, then she'll get to move into your room. And every morning Ellie asks, she's so excited
to share a room with her sister,
to have a roommate. And I don't even know if that first night she'll sleep at all.
She's going to be so excited.
She's just going to be like, it wouldn't surprise me if she climbed into the crib with her.
All right.
Seriously.
So we, are, you know, that's just a win. It's a win for Olivia, but I'll take it. Cause I grew her. And then I got a ton of administrative stuff done this week, which is fantastic. Another win, I thought our client meeting on Monday went great. And I thought it was really cool. Someone called us this week with a proposal of something that we hadn't thought of doing for a business before. Like, hey, would you guys be interested in doing this? Fill in the blank. And I thought that was awesome because it's always cool when people see potential in you and are like, hey, you know, you may not do this all the time, but like, can you do this for us? And I just thought that was really neat. So that was really cool. It's been a good week. It's been a really good week.
And next week, we will know about our house.
We will know 100% either way about our house.
It's out of our hands. Everything looks fine. Everything looks great. You know, knock on wood and cross your fingers, but
it ain't over till it's over.
It's not over until the checks get signed.
Right.
or at least the documents that say we'll sign the check if you bring it to us.
Right.
You know, the mortgage, the, you know, the banks or whatever. So, our, mortgage team has been working overtime to make it happen with our crazy situation, and we'll know next week. So that's good.
I took pictures because you have to apply for, you know, insurance before they'll, you know, say yes. So I applied for insurance, and the insurance company was like, you know, you have to take pictures, and it's, I guess, this newfangled thing. I've never had homeowners insurance before, but you download this app and then you go around your house and they tell you what to take pictures of. Like, they take pictures of like your plumbing under the sink and your heater and your, you know, different sides of your house and, your, you know, like the, what's that called? The board that has the lights that you can switch off.
Circuit breaker.
The circuit breaker. Yes. Things I should know if I'm going to be a homeowner at some point. But yes, yeah, so you take pictures of all of that. And our house was a tornado, and every single picture, I'm like, oh my gosh, these people are going to think that we are the biggest slobs, like your underwear is in the bathroom floor. But I just, you know, I just had to get the pictures in.
Yeah.
So somebody in insurance had pictures of your underwear on the bathroom floor, a present that Ellie opened with trash all over the floor, our kitchen with the paint all over it. I mean, it's just embarrassing. But you know what? One step closer.
You know, and it's just toddler life.
It is.
This morning, or yesterday morning rather, Ellie was up early and said she wanted to take a bath. And if you own a toddler, right, or have ever owned a toddler,
that's what you're doing.
You know that when they volunteer to get in the bath, take it.
Yes.
Right? Because mm-hmm. then there's no 10 minutes, there's no whatever. I said, okay, boom, we're in. Off we went. So they just, if they know that there's a 3-year-old in the house, they completely understand the chaos.
Yeah. Well, if you are headed out this weekend for vacation, have a great vacation. Please be safe. And if you're sticking around, we'll see you Monday.